The parts of God's Word that I wanted to draw our attention to today are the ones that come from Isaiah 49 and just the middle part of that chapter, which I'll just read a few verses to you, starting at verse 13. It says this, it says, "Shout for joy, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, burst forth in song, O mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones." And then verse 14 says, "But Zion said, O Lord, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." And then verse 15, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are ever before me." And I wanted for us to just take a little while and think about the fact that the Lord honors mothers so much that he even uses the example of motherhood and the unforgettingness, if I can use the English language in that way, the unforgettingness of a mother's love. And that's what God says his love for us is like. Can a mother forget the child that she has born, the child that she has nursed, the child that she has raised? And the Lord's saying, I will not forget you. So I want to talk a bit about motherhood on this Mother's Day 2020 and just follow up from what has been shared, and I'll try to keep it as brief as I can. I think I'm sort of qualified to speak on this because I was born of a mother and raised by my mum. After leaving home, my mother actually continued to raise probably dozens of other people's children, as she was a very gifted mother. And I've seen Lynn being a mum, an absolutely wonderful mum for 39 years. No, sorry, 36 years. We've been married 39 years. And I've also been blessed by Lynn's mum, and she's been a great mother-in-law. And then over the last 5 years, I've seen my daughter-in-law, Holly, as she has been just a loving and wise mother to our granddaughters. So anyway, you be the judge as to whether I've got any qualifications to speak on this matter or not. And of course, above all that, I've got the Word of God as our authority. And so I think we've got something to share. I think there's something really amazing about a mother's love. I really think it's amazing seeing a mother's compassion, her devotion, and her commitment to her children. It's as I said before, it's so great and so amazing that God actually uses it as an example of his commitment to us, his loving commitment to us. His unforgetting love is like that of the love of a mother. And he honors two important realities. One, his faithfulness in promising he will not forget us, and even saying, "See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands." And I really think that even speaks of Christ, because Christ actually, in the palms of his hands, took those nail prints for us. And so God is saying he will be faithful to those he has made, faithful to his children. And I think he honors motherhood, and he honors a mother's commitment, honors a mother's compassion, and he honors such devotion that we see in mums. And when it says to honor your mother and father, the word honor really is actually saying give weight to this, give significant weight, give value to this. Is what you need to do. And I think we can easily take for granted, I think we can easily make light of the role of mothers, and yet they make such a massive investment in the lives of their little ones, of our children. And I wonder whether we need to just be a bit more grateful and a bit more appreciative, a bit more conscious of that investment that mother makes, that your wife makes, that perhaps your daughter is making in the lives of your grandchildren, or your grandmother has made even in your life. I know I've been grateful for my grandmother and the fact that I grew up as a little boy knowing that I had not only the love of my mother, but my grandmother was an important person in my life as well. In fact, my grandmother said, when he grows up, he'll be a minister. And she, when I was about 4 years old, she thought that, so work that one out. Honour your mother. Honour your father and your mother, so that it may go well with you, and you may live a long life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. That's Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Well, it includes some of those same words. And Ephesians in the New Testament also tells us, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, also tells us the same thing. It's important to honour your father and mother. Give due weight, due esteem, due value to them. And I know this is culturally abnormal in our time. In a sin-affected, in a self-centered society, that kind of equals a big struggle with this God-given direction, this kind of important, even warning not to fail in this. I want to say, women, I don't know whether you notice, I notice that probably at least once a year, I don't know whether it's government funding or people are doing a particular study on the place of women in society, and it shows what people really value. And they give attention, they draw our attention to the fact that women are not, don't seem to have the opportunity in politics. They don't seem to be represented equally as CEOs. They don't accumulate the superannuation that men do, and they use this as a measure, almost as the ultimate measure of what honor and success in life really is. And it always kind of upsets me that this seems to be kind of the way that we're pushed as a society. And I'm going to say something, I'm going to say a but now, that is definitely not politically correct, but I want to say to you women that you are actually overrepresented in motherhood. And you might think, well, that's a pretty obvious statement, Michael. Yes, we are. But, you as women can do what we as men most definitely cannot do. And you are rightly overrepresented in motherhood. Us blokes just cannot come through. What you mothers do and what you are, fathers just cannot be and just are not. And so I want to honour your devotion. I want to honour the fact that you have a high and honourable calling. I want to honour that most women choose to conceive and carry and give birth to their babies. And then they nurture them and they love them, they feed them, they lose sleep over them. And of course, some of us dads lose a bit of sleep too, but you attend to their healing, you attend to their comfort, and you're just devoted to their well-being and their growth and their development and the development of another little person, sometimes lots of little persons. And so I just want to say, what a high calling. This is. Does it really compare with positions in politics? Does it really compare with, superannuation? And when you think about the high calling it is to be a mother. And I want to honour you. I want to honour your devotion. I think your devotion is unsurpassed. I want to honour your unforgetting love. You cannot forget your children. And it really can only be compared with, and is only really can be surpassed by, the love of God. God alone is the only one who can exceed your love. The love that is given with such faithful and sacrificial devotion that you offer. So I say to us all, men and women, let's honor the role of mothers. Let's honour their devotion. We would honour your long hours. We would honour your heart to serve in this way, to spend yourself in this way. We honour your sacrifice. We honour your willingness to invest yourself like you do. We honour the choice to take on such a high calling. We honour the substantial love that you show, and how that is poured into the lives of your babies, and then your children, and then your grown-up children, and then even as poured into the lives of other people's children. So I'd say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for mothers. Thank you for faithful, faithful women who know their high calling and who invest themselves so well. And I say thank you, Lord, for your faithful love to us, your unforgetting love that you show to us in so many ways, and you show to us so fully in your Son, the Lord Jesus, who you trusted into the hands of a faithful mother. The Lord bless you.